The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
You all know I'm really big on social media. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I own Herlistic, and I also have one of the top podcasts in entrepreneurship in the whole United States of America. It's like top 100 on iTunes right now. And I'm also the founder of Girl CEO, CEO Society. CEO Society is our membership community. Right now, Girl CEO is really, just really killing it in like the media area. You'll see us doing a whole lot of different talks with different women entrepreneurs, and you'll see our planners and all of our stationery product is rolling out this summer. So we're going to have a good old time with that. Anywho, so many of you all are struggling with your social media. And I put up a post earlier just kind of talking about how some people have just a negative outlook on social media. And some people feel like, oh, it's corny, it's fake, it's not real, it's just not it, I'm not rocking with it, I hate it, people on here, you know, bragging. And then some of you all just really don't know like how to leverage and monetize your social media, okay? Well, I'm gonna say a few things about this whole social media conversation. First thing is first, okay? You are doing yourself a disservice if you are a business owner and you are not using social media, all right? I don't care how cool you are. I don't care how much business you have offline. I don't care about any of those things. Let me say that one more time. You are doing yourself a disservice if you are not active on social media. I don't care how successful your business is. I don't care how cool you are. I don't care how much business you have off of social media, because people say that like, oh, I have so much business off of social media, I don't need social media. Well, that's like saying, oh, you know, I make enough money, I don't need more money. You want more money as a business owner. If you can tap into different platforms to make more money in your company, then please do that. Because if you don't, then that's just you, right? I always say that there is no limit as to where we want to go as entrepreneurs when it comes to expanding our businesses and getting more visibility, okay? The next thing I'm going to stress is a lot of you all overthink the type of content that you are putting out there on social media. Some of the videos that I post, and I'll give you an example. I posted a video the day before yesterday. No, actually it was yesterday. And I was standing in my living room, and it was literally just me like saying, you know, how I look. And I was standing there like this, and it was saying like how I look logging on to TikTok. And I found like a trending sound. It was like, am I too old to be here? Am I too old to be here? And then I put that in the background. Okay. Well, I put that in the background. That video was old, just to be clear. All right. That video was so freaking old. And I think it was from last year. Okay. And I just put a trending sound over top of that video, and I was doing absolutely nothing. But I'm sitting there like this in the video, and then I'm just looking around, and then I just pop down, I just walk to the camera, and I just stop it. That was it. That video today has had over 50 or 60,000 views on the video. And this is a prime example as to how you all overthink social media. You overthink content. You think it has to be like so perfect. And because you have this perception of like perfect video, perfect everything, you know, you're not putting anything out there online and you're doing yourself a disservice. All right. So it was literally, it's on my page. It's not the last reel that I posted, but it was the reel from yesterday that I posted. If you see it, go like it, you know, go share it, tag me in your stories, whatever. But it was so simple and it went crazy. So I think that a lot of you all are not seeing the success that you could potentially see online because you are still searching for perfection. And the perfection is what's stopping you. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. I just want you to focus less on creating content, and I want you to focus more on carrying people on the journey with you, because that's when you're going to win. Okay. And I want you all to know, like, another really good way to get more visibility is find audio that is just trending, right? It's really the audio right now. If you're looking cute, what I notice is like when I do more videos that people can see like me totally, I feel like the videos go a little more viral because people want to like see you from face down, you know, they're like more open to like seeing those videos and sharing them. People want to see your outfits, you know, things like that. So when all of your videos are just like this all the time, I don't think that people are going to, you know, respond to them as much. But when people can see full body shots, they can see like the clothes you're wearing from top to bottom. If you all notice, especially if you are a woman, women are very into like outfits, clothes, all that type of stuff. I came on here to talk about like social media. Like I was saying, I think that most of you all are not posting consistently on social because you are always overthinking things. Meaning you are so focused on curating content that you are not even showing up, period. Because it has to be curated. It has to be perfect. You feel like my camera is not high quality. You tell yourself all types of things that just aren't true. Okay. And what I've learned is like people appreciate more behind the scenes of your life than you realize that they do. And someone said, you know, Ronnie, what about service-based businesses? Let me just tell y'all a secret. I have a service-based business. Did you realize that? The Brand Rehab is a service-based business. We work with entrepreneurs to grow their brands, okay? Take their businesses to the next level and stand out in an authentic way, all right? So that's a service-based business. And how do I do that? You all don't see me just posting buy now and rolling this class every single day. I still show my life every day, the behind the scenes, the speaking engagements, me running my company. I show all of those things. I still show the behind the scenes of my life. And when we start to do that, we create a digital diary. All right. So the lesson of the day is don't focus on perfect curated content, best friends. We want to focus on creating a digital diary. I want you all to just follow me here. No perfect stage videos. You can do those, but I want you to really remind yourself that you can grow your social media through creating a digital diary. All right. Less curated, perfected content. More come with me on this journey. Let me take you with me. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'm here. I'm going to Starbucks or whatever it is. And that's what I've been doing. I did another video today. I literally just grabbed that off of my stories. That was something that was like more behind the scenes stuff that was on my stories. And then I took it from my stories. And this is a story that I put up like a week ago. And then I used that very content and I put it on my reel. And then I did a voiceover, use something that like Carlos had used on his page. And I thought it was hilarious because it was all about people not realizing how they can make a lot of money on Instagram. And that was the reel. It was given, this is it. I want you all to understand is like, I'm doing more living spree stuff now. Like you, people know you're a business owner. You can drop those things in. You know, people know you're an entrepreneur. They know what you have going on. But what they don't know is that you're human. What they don't know is that you're relatable. What they don't know is that you're approachable. And I want you all to focus more on allowing people to see that you're a human being than just always shoving a sale down their throat. Okay. Cause how many of y'all love to do a sale? Okay. Or if you're going to give them a sale, goddamn, at least give them a little value before you drop the sale. Okay. Give them a little something before you just go in to selling whatever it is that you're selling every single day, because it can become very overwhelming. All right. Another thing that I want to stress when it comes to you all getting more social on social is giving out what you want to get in. Every time I get on the phone or one of my students message me and they're complaining about like them not growing their audience or people not like signing up for whatever it is that they're offering, the first thing that I start asking them, and let me just tell you what the biggest complaint is, best friends. The biggest complaint is always, Ronnie, my engagement is low. The engagement is low, Ronnie. The engagement is low. People are not following. People are not engaging. I don't feel like people see me. I don't feel like, you know, they are connecting with me in the way that I want them to connect with me. And then the first question that I ask people is, are you connecting with people the way you want them to connect with you? If you are too cool to connect, then why in the hell would they connect with you? You know, we often post about reciprocation and people doing for us what we are doing for them and to them. But many of you all don't realize that you don't do this on social, right? You want people to promote your products. You want your friends and random people to share your websites and your launches and all the things that you have going on. But let me ask you a question. Are you doing that for other people? When you see random people launching products, launching businesses, having promos, doing webinars, talking about their programs, do you share their stuff? No. Do you share their stuff? Most of you all do not share their stuff. And then you go and you have a seat and you sit back. And when your time comes to roll your thing out, right? You're like, you know, no one promoted my stuff. No one posted my stuff. No one shared my stuff. But when I look on your page or when I look at your stories, I don't see you sharing it. Because if you really were sharing it for others, all right, not just when it's time for you to roll your stuff out in a week or two, because y'all good for that one. But if you were really sharing people's stuff consistently, you would have a tribe. Y'all want to hear this one. You would have a tribe of people that will be sharing your stuff as well. All right. When I roll out products, when I get on live, when I have open enrollment for the brand rehab and it's time where people can actually come and work with me for the course of 6 weeks, let me tell you, people are knocking down the door. Why? Because I have not only helped so many people in their business through going through the 6 weeks with me, right? Most of them have already told me, Ronnie, I'm waiting for you to roll out a yearly mastermind. Guys, don't ask me when it's coming. It's coming. But they have referred so many people to my program that I've literally started to pay my students referral fees just for referring people, because they've started referring so many people. I have one student who literally has made a few thousand dollars at this point, because after she took the program, Soraya, she has a business that talks about like gardening and juicing and all that stuff. Shout out to Soraya. But she has referred the most amount of students to my program than anyone who has ever taken my class. And why has she done that? Well, the first thing is she saw a lot of success in her business after taking my program. That's the first thing. The second thing is, after taking the program, I have supported her constantly. I've referred people to her, to her page. Reciprocation is so serious. So my question to you all is, how are you doing that to the people that are following you, to the people that are supporting you, to the people who are, you know, seeing what you have going on every day on your page? Social media is not challenging. It is not challenging. All right. So I want to put that out there. The next thing I'm going to say is, change your language. When we start saying things like social media is challenging, social media is hard, social media is difficult, then guess what? It becomes hard. It becomes challenging. It becomes difficult. And it's really because most of you all do not realize the power in your words and how when you say things to yourself, they actually become your reality, even when you don't realize they are becoming your reality. Another thing is that a lot of you all are not getting the engagement that you used to get or could get because you refuse to do video content. These are the reels. I'm gonna say this again, that these are the reels. These are the reels. These are the reels, okay? Right now, Instagram has transitioned, you all. It's no longer a photo platform that is just all about pictures, okay? And I'm going to encourage you all to step outside of your comfort zone. You know, I put that video up because I was on TikTok looking like a senior citizen the other day. But you know what? I figured that shit out. Because if I can sit around and do other things, I could take an hour to try to figure out how that works, you know? And that's exactly what I did. So if you all are not following me on TikTok, make sure that you follow me there at Ronnie Brown Official. But I had to figure it out. I didn't know how to do voiceovers. I didn't know how to do these little effects with the videos. I didn't know how to do any of that stuff over there on TikTok. And you know what? I took some time. I spent the last 2 days figuring it out, because I'm not going to be the person who's stuck in their ways and the person who refused to learn new things. Okay. No shade to the senior citizens, but my mom would be like, can you just show me how to do this? Cause I can't figure it out. And she don't even want to learn it. She just like, you do it. So I feel like when you get to the point where you don't even want to learn it yourself, it's like, you like somebody else just do it. You're doing yourself a disservice and you got to snap outside of that. So getting uncomfortable, right? And just trying some new things, really important. And you all, when you see things changing and you see the pivot happening, I want you to understand that you got to pivot too. We're constantly evolving in business and it's hard as shit, right? Ask your kids. You know, I'm gonna be, someone just now said ask your kids, but can I just be honest? Why does it seem like kids are impatient as hell when it comes to teaching other people things? Because Rio is just like so snappy with me when I'm asking her for help. And I'm sitting there like, girl, I didn't taught you how to walk, talk, and do everything that you know how to do, but you can't show me how to work this TikTok thing. I'm feeling away. Are y'all kids acting like that? Like a little impatient and snappy with your ability to learn in this season? Because I am definitely feeling away. It's like, girl, no, you're not about to sit here and talk to me in this condescending tone like I'm stupid. All right. I've been getting that energy from my daughter. I don't know about y'all, but I have definitely been getting that energy from her. Okay. Anywho, we definitely have to pivot. So if you are one of those people, listen, challenge yourself, get uncomfortable, push yourself outside that comfort zone. The reels are all they're showing to people, it seems like. It's like your pictures are not even getting seen. And I've been posting some pictures where I'm like, I know that picture was fly. Like, what's going on? They're not even showing it to people. People not seeing that picture. Okay? So I want to stress, we got to pivot. There is power and profit in pivoting. And sometimes you got to pivot. You got to pivot, y'all. Don't be afraid to pivot. Okay? you may have been used to photos and all that type of stuff. One more thing that I want to stress is there is just so much power in collaboration online, okay? And I think that is one thing that I think so many people are taking for granted. There is this lady right now. I do not know her name. I do not know the name of her book. But I was on Instagram today, and I was on Instagram earlier this week. I got a notification from Gary Vee that he was going live, okay? And when I got on, he was talking to a lady, and apparently they were friends, and she had a book that was coming out, you know? And I saw this lady on Gary Vee's page, right? And then today, right before I was going live again, I got another notification from ET, the hip hop preacher, right? Y'all can tell the type of people that I follow. I'm always following people who are motivated and motivating others. Like, those are the type of people that I follow. And the notification from ET, hip hop preacher, when I clicked on the live, she was on his live, right? She was on his live, okay? And what I said to myself when I saw that, I said, this lady understands the power of collaboration. She is now, and y'all should tag some friends up in here because I think this will help a lot of you all, is that she has leveraged her network in a way. She has provided high level value to some high level individuals. Okay. And now she is using those connections, right, to get her friends and the people that she has built those relationships with to put her and her book launch in front of their audience. And can I just tell you, that is probably one of the most powerful things that she could have thought of, because it was a game changer, right? When you look at the following that Gary Vee has, that's game changer. When you look at the follower that ET Hip Hop Preacher has had, right? When you look at that following, and now she has touched two huge platforms. The visibility there is a game changer. And what does that mean to you all? What am I saying to you all? Sometimes we are not really valuing the platforms, the network, the people that we have access to, right? But most importantly, have you provided value to people in a way that they would love, 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 love to go live and to talk about what you've done for them, to talk about your product, to put you on their platform, to add you to their live? Most have not provided enough value, okay? This is the proximity, because I told everyone earlier, I said, well, this was earlier this week, we need to do a proximity check, right? How far can the people that we are connected to truly take us, right? How far can they truly take us, all right? What I want you all to think about is this. Your network, you may not have the following, or the people that you follow, they may not have 5 million followers, okay? They may not have 2 million followers, okay? They may not even have 1 million followers. They may not even have 500,000 followers, okay? They may not even have 10,000 followers, all right? But let me just tell you how you all underestimate the power of collaboration, okay? The power of collaboration. If you have a friend that has 1,000 followers, then you have another friend that has 4,000 followers, okay? You have another friend that has, 5,000 followers, right? You are already at almost 10,000 people that you've put your book or your product or your service in front of, right? That you normally would not have had access to. And this is why people pay for ads, okay? Because the goal is to what? All right? Get visibility. Get their products and services in front of more people. But when you have a network that you've supported, when you've had a network that you've added value to, it is very easy for you to call them up and say, hey, I'm promoting this. I'm looking for some friends, some super friends to go live with, right? Okay. That don't mind sharing my new book that's coming out, that, you know, don't mind sharing my new course that is coming out. But the question is, have you gone crazy and have you solved or added enough value to the lives of other people for them to want to do the same for you? Okay. Have you? That's the question of the day. Have you, best friends? Okay. Because we want to have those type of people and those type of friends and those type of relationships where people are willing to do that for us. You know, I was sitting there doing the numbers. Someone tell me how many followers ET has. Someone tell me, you know, how many followers that Gary has. All right. Add them up. Put it in the comment section. I want to just think about how many people has she been able to reach this week alone off of doing collaborative lives with two people. And I know that that is not all of her network. Okay. How many people has she been able to reach by doing these collaborative lives? All right. Because I was looking, I was like, man, I just saw her on Gary's page. Now I'm seeing her on ET page talking about her book. That book about to go crazy. And this is just her understanding the power of leveraging her network. All right. Y'all add it up, drop it in the chat. Somebody add it up. How many people do you all think? 130 million. What? Just imagine. Come on, y'all. Let me see. 2.1. Gary, 9.9. Okay, no. 12 million. All right. 12 million. 12 million people. Just imagine what getting your product, your service, your brand in front of 12 million people could do for your brand. And that's just off of two lives from people that you had built and established and grown a relationship with. 12 million people. And let me just tell you the difference between a person just posting a picture, endorsing your thing, or saying like, go check this out. It is just a different thing when someone can just bring you on their platform and they can speak to you, meaning to your gifts, you know, to what you've had the ability to do for them. They can speak to why people should buy your product. Okay. When they can do those types of things for you, it's a game changer. Like someone throwing up a post, I feel like that's great. But for people to walk you into the door and sit you down with their audience and then tell their audience, like, I believe that you need to get this book because I believe in this person. This person has done X, Y, and Z. That is a different level of edification. And I tell you all this all the time, and I'm going to stress this, and it's going to be the last thing I'm going to say before I get off here. You all think that the appearance of everything is top tier. And that is the thing that's going to be the game changer for you, right? How good the photo shoot looks, how bomb the camera crew is, how high quality the video is. You all think that is the thing that's going to really dictate the level of sales you get, how much money you make, and all of those things. Y'all think that. That's what y'all think. That's what y'all think. Okay? But what I want you all to keep in mind, and please keep it at the top of your brain, the front of your brain, put it right here, okay, is that those testimonials, because that's considered a testimonial, all right? The testimonials will supersede any fancy video, okay? Any high-level photo, any bomb marketing campaign, okay, the testimonial videos with other people endorsing you, other people referring your product, other people stamping your product, other people saying good things about the value that you offer, about your product line. The post may not get a lot of likes, but they are going to run up a check faster than your fancy marketing plan any day. All right. So y'all who are out here, all of you all who are out here feeling resistance when it comes to reviews, y'all playing. Girl, best friend, you best stop playing. Why we feeling resistance with reviews? Says, sister girl, honey child, best friends, why would we ever have resistance with showing how much people are talking about our businesses, our brands, how good our products are, how good our services are? Make it make sense. Y'all just be playing. Y'all better go on that website. If you selling some type of product, a physical product, you better go and download the Looks app, LOOX, all right? And have them upload those reviews and you screenshot them damn reviews and you put them on your page. You can make them a fancy background, whatever you want to do. You can make it a quote, right? You can put them, drop them things on Twitter so they have your Twitter handle on it. Whatever you need to do, let's do it. But please get them testimonials. And if you really want to be a beast, if you really want to be a beast, you're going to ask people, like, can you give me a testimonial video? Like, can you give me a testimonial video? All right. And can you send it here? You have someone from your team to upload all your testimonial videos and like Dropbox or whatever you using. Okay. Or there's like a video app that you can upload them all. You can use Venmo, whatever it's called. I think it's called Venmo or Venmo or something like that. YouTube, whatever. Make them on private so only certain people can see them, but you can use them, screenshot them, put them on your page. Now, remember I said this. Best friends, they're not going to get a lot of engagement online, but they will convert to sales. This was for all of you all who were saying that you were struggling. Okay. I also have a seven figure social media strategy download that so many of you all have taken. If you have never taken it and you have never purchased it, the link to it is in my bio. Go get that. All right. Go get it. If you click on the link in my bio and you scroll down, it'll say masterclasses. There is a seven-figure social media training that I did. It is live, me on video with you for a little over an hour. A lot of people on here have already taken it. And if you haven't, you better go get it. Start with that training. If you have not taken that training, start there. All right. Because I know a lot of you are going to be like, where do I go? Where should I take? What should I get? Well, there's your solution. But if you all, you're struggling and you enjoy today, right? You enjoy the information I gave you, but you want some implementable strategies, click the link in my bio, get that download as well, okay? And let me just say this. I have three that I think that all of you all need. The first one is the seven-figure social media strategy that'll take you through like getting your social media together, what you can post, how to post, all that good stuff. The second one, I have a Shopify class. The Shopify class is, ooh, that thing was a game changer, right? If you don't know like how to really get your Shopify going, the different apps that I use on my Shopify stores, different automation things that I have set up and downloaded on my actual Shopify store. That's the Shopify 101 class. It is the bomb. Okay. A lot of people on here took that as well. And then last but not least, I have a class on how to promote yourself as a CEO. All right. And that actual masterclass is for people who have businesses, but you also have a personal brand and you're confused, right? You are confused. meaning you don't know how to promote yourself as the owner of the company versus selling crap all over your page all day. So I made that class to kind of show you how to promote yourself online as a owner, a CEO, as a founder versus trying to sell all your products and your classes on your page 24/7. So if you click the link in my bio, you scroll down, I would definitely say those are the top three classes. That's why I have them in my bio. They're digital downloads, very affordable. Grab them this weekend, sit back, drink your wine. Don't go out to eat and go party with your friends and stay home and watch those and implement them into your business.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.